Pretty far, huh?
Yeah, and they've got good land around Stegger. I don't know why their county's a real cold town.
Well, you got a cannery, haven't you?
Yeah, they've got nearly everything down there. Good land and everything.
Stegger looks like a busy little town.
It is. I don't know unless it takes too much to keep the politicians up. But they've always had the name of being a poor county financially. Some of the best land around there there is in the state, or as good as there is in the state.
What do they raise around there mostly?
Well, it's like this country here is mostly back in pasture now, you know, but they raise all kind of canned good beans, peas, spinach, potatoes, everything there in that bottom, you know, you could raise anything you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But most of that land's gone back to pasture now. Of course, cotton has always been a big crop in this country when they did farm.
Mm-hmm. Did you raise cotton here?
I've had a few times. I think I raised 3 or 4 crops of cotton.
Where did the people come from mostly around here? Did they?
Well, they come out of Kansas, and Missouri, and Arkansas, and Texas. That's about the 4 states.
Just mixed in together, huh?
Come in here.
I know the man I talked to yesterday was born over there, but I guess his father came from Mississippi.
Well, my mother's father might have come from Mississippi, but I'm not sure. I think maybe he did.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, the gentleman we talked to yesterday said he came in from Mena, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Wonder where they came from before they were.
Well, they've been in Arkansas a long time, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That Mena must have been a busy place about that time.
Just
sending out people this way.
Well, that was a place where they could get out into Oklahoma good without being the law watching them too much, you know. They load up with whiskey and come out into, this was a dry stage, you see, in the territory. And they could get through there.
Mm-hmm.
That's right out of Mena in the mountains there. You could just take out a horseback.
Oh.
And just see nobody for 2 days. That might have been one reason it did come out of there so much.
Evidently there were a lot of settlers that came through there too,
who
lived there and then came in. Maybe the whiskey people came back with good stories. I talked to one man down by Page, I guess I mentioned this yesterday, but he said his people came in from Mena. That was 50 years ago.
I expect 50 years ago, Mena was a pretty good town. I don't know what it is now.
Sounds as though it must have been, but then everybody left.
Yeah. Well, they leave in all these smaller towns and go into the big town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the small farm becomes part of the big ranch. And the big rancher lives in town.
Yeah, he's got a man living on this ranch taking care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
He stays in town.
Yeah, and it's funny, that's the way that the kids who go to college seem to approach it too.
Well, you know, a long while ago, if you made $5 profit on a calf or you's on an animal, you's doing good.